讲完了，下面要讲什么呢？
And so, but because we finished with Book of Moses, so I got thought to myself, what should we talk about next?
那我就一面看看约书亚记，一面就在问主。
And so, as I was reading the Book of Joshua, I asked the Lord.
但是呢，很有意思的是什么呢？
Interestingly.
越看约书亚记，就越觉得是我们应该所到的那个地方。
The more I read about the Book of Joshua, the more I felt that that's the place where we should strive for.
所以我一高兴之下，我就穿了一个红的。
And so because of that, I was feeling very, very joyous, so I wore a red color outer jacket.
因为约书亚记是一本很奇妙、很不太一样的书。
Because the Book of Joshua is a very interesting and a very unusual book.
你如果去看的话，前它一共大概有二十四章，是不是？
So the Book of Joshua have about 24 chapters.
你看差不多前面一半在讲一些就是进到应许地的征战的事情。
And so you realize that the first half is talk about the various wars and battles they fought in regards to entering the promised land.
但是后一半呢，几乎后一半都是在讲分地，这个人得什么，那个人得什么，就是很像我们讲说，这写在圣经上干什么，对不对？
But then the second part of the book is all about divisions of land, like this section is given to this tribe or this section given to that. So you might wonder why is the Bible talking about all this?
这个中文就是地业地业地业。
And so in Chinese version, it's all talk about properties and properties.
但是这个你知道，这个就是 inheritance, 就是我们在神里面得着的
But do you realize that this is about inheritance? This is what we receive from the Lord.
我就很高兴。
And so I'm very overjoyed.
因为我们不单单是信主得救上天堂。
Because not only do we get to once we accepted the Lord and we believe in Him that we get to go to heaven.
而且神要给我们每一个人有产业。
But God also wants to give every single one of us an inheritance.
And 最有意思的是，我去查网上去查那个，神应许以色列人的产业的那个疆界啊。
And also very interestingly, as I was doing research online in regards to the inheritance that God had given to the Israelites.
The border.
The borderline of the inheritance, the promised land that God had given to the Israelites.
你可以从创世纪也有，是这边也有。
And so you see from Genesis, it's recorded in Genesis as well.
然后你们也可以去网上查那个 Promised Land, 圣经上的 Promised Land 是什么包括哪些地方。
And also you could research online as well and to see where exactly this Promised Land, the boundary is that God promised to the Israelites.
结果你知道那个应许之地每一个人几乎讲的看的都不一样。
And what you discover that is interestingly is that everyone has different interpretation of where that boundary is, should be.
尤其是如果你是说，因为神说到那个大河嘛，伯拉大河就是幼发拉底河。
Especially if you read in the Bible where it says that one of the boundary is the Euphrates River.
那简直不是远到多远啊，很大，他们从来都没有得到过。
And so if that's really true, then it's a vast piece of land that the Israel never end up seeing.
即使是他们小的那个也基本上从来没有完全得到过。
And even on the smaller scale, the smallest borderlines, the Israelites still have not completely inherited all.
所以我就很不自禁地想，是不是在等我们啊？
And so I thought perhaps it's God's waiting for us.
就是讲天上的产业，我们当然不会去地上去得到他的那个以色列的产业。但是在天上，是不是也是还有很多就是未得之地，就是要等着我们的
？Of course, we're talking about our heavenly inheritance. Of course, we will not go and compete with the Israelites regarding the land on earth. But we're talking about heavenly inheritance, and I think that's still a vast amount of inheritance waiting for us to claim. So it's very interesting thought.
所以我越查这本书，我越高兴。
So the more I read into this book, the happier I got.
Okay, 我们现在开始来看一看。
Let's take a look.
那约书亚这个人呢，是以色列人，他出了埃及不久以后，他被差去窥探那个应许美地十二个支派里面以法莲支派的代表。
So Joshua.Is a representative from one of the 12 tribes. He's from the tribe of Ephraim, who was sent out to spy on the land.
但是除了那个犹大支派的加勒跟他，跟这个以法莲支派的这个 约书亚之外，其他十个探子回来的报告都非常的不好。
So besides Joshua himself and also Caleb from the tribe of Judah, all the other 10 tribes came back with very great and fearful news.
那个以色列的百姓哦，哎呦，都吵了，啊，心里太怕了，因为听到说，虽然地是很美啊，出产很好，可是那个里面住的人，尤其有一个亚纳族的人，高大的，对他们来讲哦，那个人像巨人，他们只是像蚱蜢，那差太远了，是不是？
And so upon hearing this news from the other ten spies that came back, the Israelites, they had great fears in their heart, hearing that even though the land is beautiful, it's got abundant provisions, but then yet the people in there are very tough to take on, especially that there were giants, especially the Amalekites. They compared to them, the Israelites felt that they're just nothing but an ant.
那这个百姓不愿意去的这个反应，就使神大大的发怒。
And because the people are not willing to go into the promised land, and that response caused great anger in God, great wrath in God.
所以不但这十个探子是马上后来他们就什么有异疾什么他们就死了，而且决定神说凡二十岁以上的男子。
And so those 10 spies, they soon after they died of various disease, but also not only that, but God promised that all the people who are 20 years old, or all the men who are 20 years or older,
except 除了加勒和约书亚以外，一个都不能进美地。
With exception to Caleb and Joshua, none of the men get to enter into the promised land.
所以呢，这就变成他们在旷野漂流了那么久，后来大概是有38年之久。
And so that, as a result, caused the Israelites to wander in the wilderness for about 38 years.
那约书亚他的原来的名字叫何西阿。
So Joshua, his original name is Hosea.
意思是救恩的意思。
And the meaning is salvation or savior.
有的人说是救恩，有的人说是 savior， 就是救主。
And so some translate that to say salvation. Some say it means savior.
他但是在那个摩西派他去探这个美地之前呢，就把他的名字改成约书亚。
But before Moses sent him out to spy on the land, the promised land, Moses changed his name to Joshua.
这个意思就是说，耶和华是救恩，或者耶和华是救主。
And the meaning of the name means Jehovah is salvation.
显然他那个时候虽然很年轻啊。因为后来摩西找他为帮手的时候，那个圣经上就说他是个青年人，年轻啊。
And so this kind of shows that even at his young age, while he's a young man, Moses already noticed, took notice of him.
摩西就已经注意到他了，而且在神还没有在西乃山颁布诫命之前，以色列人面对第一个前来跟他们打仗的亚玛力人的时候。
And also, before God gave the commandments upon Mount Zion, when the Israelites faced their very first battle with the Amalekites,
摩西大概是我相信，因为摩西后来在带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他已经是一个成熟的工人，所以是神大概指示他把这个战争就交在约书亚的手里。
And at the time when God commanded Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Moses is already a mature servant of God. So I think at that time probably God gave him the command message to have Joshua to be in charge of the battle against Amalek.
所以摩西叫约书亚自己选出人来去和亚玛力人征战。
And so Moses commanded Joshua to choose his own people to battle with the Amalek.
那么这一次跟亚玛力人打仗打完了以后呢，神就特别吩咐摩西，把神自己启示的话啊，要写在一个书上做纪念。
And so after this battle is finished, God especially commanded Moses to not only write God's revelations into the book in remembrance, but also.
所以呢，这个事情不但是这么做了，而且他还要必须让摩西念给约书亚听。
And not only did Moses do according to the Lord's commandment, but also the Lord commanded Moses to read what he recorded to Joshua.
所以神其实很早就在准备了。
And so from this we can tell that God is already preparing Joshua from early on, very early on.
为什么要念给约书亚听呢？因为亚玛利人是以扫的子孙。
So why did God command Moses to read to Joshua? And the reason is that the Amalekites are the descendants of Esau.
那么亚玛利呢？以扫就影射肉体。
And so Esau and the Amalek foreshadows the flesh.
所以神是特别要约书亚知道，神已经启示必须世世代代涂抹亚玛利的名号，不允许肉体有任何地步。
And so by reading it to Joshua, God is revealing to Joshua that, that he will wipe the name of Amalek throughout the generations and will not give an inch to the flesh.
我相信这个神也是借着这个机会就教这个约书亚他以后。该怎么过他前面的日子。
I believe this is also through this revelation God's showing Joshua how he should live before the Lord for the remainder of his days.
而且不但如此啊，在这个征战的过程里面呢，约书亚也经历到自己军兵得胜的这个关键是在不停的祷告。
And not only that, through the experience he gained from battle, Joshua, through the victory of his own army, he learned the key to his own army's victory is through praying unceasingly.
Yeah, 因为他发现啊，因为我不晓得你们记不记得，就是摩西他在下面打仗，摩西就上山去祷告。
And so I don't know if you remember, but during those battles, when Joshua is doing battle with the enemy, Moses would go onto the mountain, go into the mountain.
那摩西什么时候手举起来，这以色列人就得胜。
And any time when Moses' hand is up, the Israelite would have victory.
你看见摩西什么时候，因为手举也举不得太久嘛，他累了，他放下来了，那以色列人就失败了。
And any time when Moses got tired, his hand went down, then the Amalek turned the situation around.
所以后来他们山上的人也发现，就让亚伦跟户珥来帮助摩西举手。
And so at the time, the people who were with Moses also discovered that, and so they had Aaron to help lift up Moses' hand.
所以这个约书亚也就学到了，看见后来当然就知道这件事情。
And so Joshua learned from this. He realized that this is what's happening.
所以这个祷告非常重要，不停的祷告就一直得胜。
So praying unceasingly is very important. That as long as they keep on praying, that they will have victory.
如果我们不祷告，断了一段时间没有祷告，哎，我们属灵的征战就打败了。
And if we cease to pray and we take a break or something, then we will see that our spiritual battle will suffer.
那你看见这个约书亚的名字，他第一次出现在圣经里面，就是在出埃及记十七章九节，
and、
就是这件事情。
And so we notice that the very first time when the name Joshua appear in the Bible, it is in this battle. It's mentioned in this battle, which is Exodus chapter 17, verse 9.
所以你看见他的恩赐是什么？他就是一个领人打仗的将军。
So Joshua, from this, we can see that Joshua's gift from God was that he is a great military commander, leading his troops into battle.
那大概从那个时候开始，可能摩西就找他做了帮手了。
And so probably from that point on, Moses had asked Joshua to become his helper.
后来他那个跟着摩西上山，拿到第一次石板的时候，一起下山的时候，听见山下百姓有呼喊的声音。
And so, when he followed Moses to into the mountain to receive the tablets, the stone tablets for the first time, and when they descended from the mountain, they heard the people were there was great commotion among the people. He immediately thought that it was the sound of battle.
Yeah, 他马上就以为是征战的声音了。
So he thought immediately that somebody was attacking them.
因为我觉得很有意思，因为每个人的感受多多少少都是受到我们自己恩赐的影响。
And so I thought that was very interesting because how we experience the world more or less it's in part affected, filtered by our gifts that we receive from God.
我自己这么多年来，我慢慢发现，因为我们通常解释别人都是从解释别人解释事情都是从我们自己的角度来解释。
And so over the years I've learned this that oftentimes when we try to understand someone we understand that person from our own perspective through our own filters and experiences.
所以我们听到别人有的时候讲这个人怎么样或这个事情怎么样的时候 谈了相当一段时间以后，我们大概就可以琢磨出这个人的性格是什么。
And so that's why oftentimes when you listen to someone talk how they experience people and events, over time you could start getting a sense of what that person is like through their experiences.
因为我觉得中国人有一句话，推己及人啊。
So I think there's a Chinese proverb that says that so you're projecting yourself onto others.
所以我觉得是蛮对的哈，所以我们慢慢就可以看见，从每个人想的就是他自己这样想，所以他以为别人也是这样想。
And I think that's very true. It's that oftentimes we think how other thinks because that's how we think, and so we project ourselves onto others.
因为这个约书亚他的恩赐是在打仗嘛，所以他一听到这个吵闹声啊，是不是又打仗了？什么叫又打仗
？And so because Joshua's gift is to lead in battle, so whenever he hears commotions and sound rowdiness, he thought that there must be battle going on.
那么以后呢，摩西因为他是选了约书亚为帮手嘛，所以就带他上山住了40昼夜，等候摩西领受神自己写的第一次的石板律法跟诫命。
And so because Moses had chosen Joshua as his helper, so he took him onto the, into the mountain to live for 40 days and 40 nights waiting for Moses to receive the stone tablets from God.
这个是发生在刚才我讲他下山的时候听到声音这个事情的前面啊。
And so this happened before what I just shared about where on their way down the mountain they heard a big commotion.
你如果看圣经的话，圣经上说神的荣耀是停在山上那个时候。
And so if you read the Bible, you see that it describes that the glory of God hovers on the mountaintop.
有一个云彩遮盖了神的荣耀六天之久。
And there's this great color cloud covering the glory of God for 6 days.
然后第七天呢，神就让摩西一个人进入云中上山。
And then on the seventh day, God called Moses to go into the, go up to the mountaintop by himself into the cloud.
所以因为没有讲说约书亚嘛，所以我在这个是我猜想啊，约书亚可能就是留在半山腰，没有进到云里面去。
And because there was no mention of Joshua, so my interpretation is that probably Joshua got left in mid mountain.
那么在圣经上记载了以色列人的看见那个荣耀是怎么回事。
And so the Bible also recorded the perspective from the Israelites regarding this event.
说山顶上神的荣耀形状好像吞吃的烈火。
And they describe that the glory of God on the mountaintop is as if it's a consuming fire.
那你知道这个神常常新约有讲他是 consuming fire, 是烈火嘛。
And so if you recall that in the New Testament, they also sometimes describe God as a consuming fire.
我想将来我们看到约书亚的时候可以问问他。你那个时候到底看见什么啊？
I think in the future when we see Joshua ourselves, we could probably ask him, what did he see on that day?
因为他大概是在半山腰，他总是比底下的人看见了更多嘛，是吧？更近了。
Because he's in mid mountain, so he probably have seen more than what the Israelites have seen on the bottom of the hill.
但是我们可以看见，在他这个成长的过程里面，这年岁这样过去的时候。我们很清楚地看见他很爱跟神说话，跟神亲近。
And as we could see that during while he's maturing, we could clearly see that he absolutely loved to be close to the Lord.
你如果去看出埃及记33章的话，你就会看见摩西在那个他们真正建造会幕之前，有一个叫做 tent meeting, 有一个叫会幕的啊，不是真正的那个。全部的那个会帐幕，他暂时就是在这个会幕里面，他是支搭在营外的那个时候。
And so, if you read Exodus chapter 33, you can see that before building the actual tabernacle, Moses built a tent of meeting outside the camp.
Yeah. 那每次摩西进去的时候呢，那个就有一个云柱会降下来在那个进口的地方。
And every time as Moses went into that tent, there would be a pillar of cloud descending and landing in front of the entrance to the tent of meeting.
那神就跟摩西面对面的说话，圣经上是这么讲的。
And then at that moment, God would speak to Moses face to face, and that's how it's recorded in the Bible.
但是这个话说完了以后呢，摩西就回到营地里去了。
And then after God finished his conversation with Moses, then Moses will return to the camp.
但是你看见圣经上记载说，约书亚却留在会幕，他不肯离开的。
But yet the Bible describes that Joshua would stay behind at the in the tent of meeting and not willing to leave.
我在猜他的心一定是在神的身上，他希望神也跟他说话，他希望更多的认识神。
And so my guess is that he had his heart on God, and he wished, he longed for God to speak to him as well, so that he may know God even more.
那然后后来有一次民数记十一章二十四到二十九节的时候呢，摩西就招了七十个长老在会幕的前面。
And so, and then in the book of Numbers, in chapter 11, verse 24 to 29, Moses gathered 70 elders to come before the tent of meeting.
那么神就把降在摩西身上的灵就分赐给七十个长老。
And then God divided the spirit that he gave to Moses unto the 70 elders.
是因为把降在摩西身上的灵分给七十个长老。
And so basically God took the spirit that he gave to Moses and divided that spirit among the 70 elders.
但是那个时候有两个长老，他没有按摩西的话去做到会幕，他们留在营里面没有去。
But at the time, out of those 70 the elders who were called, there were two of them that did not respond to, they did not do what Moses told them to do, and instead they were remain in the camp.
但是呢，他们在营中，在他们自己的营里面也讲起预言来了。
But yet still, even though they didn't go, but they started to prophesy among their own tribes.
这个讲预言是你知道 NASB, New King James Version, King James Version, NIV 跟 Darby 都是讲说讲预言啊，中文翻译好像不太一样。
And so at the this is according to the NASB, New King James Version, King James Version, NIV and Darby Version. They all say that these elders, these two elders, start to prophesy.
那么这个约书亚，人家告诉约书亚以后，约书亚就为那个摩西打抱不平。他们又没有听摩西的话，怎么圣灵也降在他们身上呢？
And so when Joshua learned of this, he felt unfair for Moses. He felt that these two elders didn't listen to Moses and did not gather at the tent of meeting. Yet, why would they still receive the Spirit?
但是摩西不要忘记，他已经成熟了。摩西就表示他情愿耶和华的灵降在所有的百姓身上，还不止这七十个长老。
But yet, Moses being a mature servant at that point, he told him that he would much rather that the Spirit of the Lord be among his people.
让每一个百姓都可以做先知
，so that everyone can become a prophet.
好，所以我想啊，可能他本来就很希望自己蛮有耶和华的灵，对不对？他知道了摩西的感觉以后呢，就更加强了他心中的饥渴。
So reading this, I think that leads me to believe that Joshua, to start with, he already had that longing, that desire to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And knowing how Moses felt, that desire becomes strong, even stronger than before.
我也相信后来神就答应了他心里面的期望了。
And I believe that later on God fulfilled Joshua's desire.
所以在这条旷野的路上啊，他不但在外面跟着摩西学了很多牧养的方法。
And so, during their time in the wilderness, not only did he learn outwardly, he learned from Moses outwardly how to shepherd the people, many different ways to shepherd people.
他在心里呢，也更多真正的认识了神，懂得神做事的法则。
And in his heart, he also started to truly understand God and understand how he does things.
对，所以他有一天呢，就时间到的时候啊，他就可以被神立为接替摩西的人。
And so because of that, when the time comes, one day he became the next one to take over the mantle from Moses.
这因为这个成长啊，都是需要很长很长的时间才能学到的，才能长大的。
And this growth, this maturity takes a long time to reach.
所以我们看见约书亚这个人，他不但有领军征战的恩赐，他这个先有恩赐啊，显明。
And so from that we can see that not only does Joshua have the gift to lead armies into battle,
他自己属灵的生命也慢慢的茁壮长大了。
But his own spiritual life slowly also matures as well.
所以最后神告诉摩西说，哎，你快要死了啊，快要离世的时候，摩西就求神立一个人治理会众，可以在他面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的群羊群一般的时候呢。
And so later on, when God told Moses that his time on earth is about to end, Moses pleaded to God, saying that, asking him to appoint a man over the congregation who will go out and come in before them and who will lead them out and bring them in, so that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep which have no shepherd.
这个时候神就印证说约书亚就是那个人。
And then at that point, God confirmed that Joshua is that person.
因为耶稣亚的心里面已经有圣灵，这个时候神告诉他，他心里面已经有圣灵了。
And also, God also told Moses that Joshua already has the Holy Spirit inside of him.
而且在跟着摩西，后来他一直做摩西的帮手嘛，那神也就带领他趁机学了很多治理、引导、牧养会众的事情。
And then.As Moses, when Moses chose Joshua as his helper, Joshua followed him to different places and through different things. And through that, God also led Joshua to learn about how to govern, how to guide, and how to shepherd the congregation.
然后又告诉摩西，把约书亚领来，给他一点摩西的地位，让会众能够听从他。
And also, God commanded Moses to call Joshua to come before all the elders and to give him a authority in front of the congregation.
而且让在全会众的面前，让这个当时有祭司嘛啊，以利亚撒凭着乌灵的判断来求问神。
And also before the whole congregation, he asked the priest Eleazar to who shall inquire for him by the judgment of the Urim before God.
而且告诉大家，要必须要按照以利亚撒的话去做。
And also commanded people to do according to what Eleazar commands.
那么以利亚撒当然就是用乌灵来判断了。然后就印证这个事情没有错。
And so, Eleazar used Urim to confirm this, and there is no mistake.
所以摩西就按手在他的头，在约书亚的头上，公开的印证，而且委派他做摩西的继承人。
And so, after receiving that confirmation, Moses placed his hand on the head of Joshua, and to openly in public appointed him as the next in line for Moses.
所以你看他就是公开的啊，是表示出是神在准备的未来的一个领袖。
And so from this you can see that he openly showed the people that, that Joshua is indeed God's the future leader that God had chosen.
这个就是我们今天必须经过旷野的原因。
And this is the very reason why today every one of us need to go to experience wilderness.
这个摩西他已经在米甸的旷野受了四十年的训。
So Moses himself already received that training in the wilderness in Midian for 40 years.
那么现在呢，约书亚也在这个旷野受训了四十年了，差不多。
And so now Joshua also received his training in the wilderness for 40 years.
哎，所以你看见他们以色列人出埃及的时候，圣经上很清楚的说，如果你要去找的话，在出埃及记十二章的四十一节和五十一节，圣经说他们是耶和华的军队。
And so when the Israelites left Egypt, the Bible clearly calls them the army of the Lord. And this is in Exodus chapter 12, verse 41 and 51.
是很稀奇吧？因为他们差不多出来有两百万人啊。
So very interestingly, when they left Egypt, there were about 2 million of them.
但是你看见他们真的是一路打仗啊。
And but you can see that all the way throughout the entire journey, they were constantly involved in battles.
而且第一个打的，而且终身要打的就是亚玛利人，代表自己的肉体。
And then the first enemy they encountered, and also the one that they kept on battling with, are the Amalek, and which represent the flesh.
Yeah.就是这个老我，因为我们这个老我本来是个罪人。
And also represent our old self, because our old self is a sinner.
是神命定一定要死的，因为已经被仇敌这个夺去了，等于。
And God already said that the old self will die because the enemy had captured our old self.
我们也知道我们的身体最后，除非我们等到神在主再来，不然的话我们就是进棺材的，对不对？
And we also know that unless we live to see the day when our Lord returns, otherwise that this old body will enter into the coffin.
但是在基督耶稣里呢，我们就有永生了。
But in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
我们已经与耶稣同钉十字架，早已经他钉十字架的时候，我们神就把我们算在里面了。
And then we are also nailed to the cross along with him. So long before when Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, God already taken us into account when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
因为在神那里没有时间的前后。
Because in the eyes of God, there's no concept of time.
今天。好，神活着，主耶稣活着，我们也在他里面活着。
And so today, when he is alive, and so we are also alive in him.
但是我们如果不经过对付，不经过难处的话，我们就不会认识这个真理。
But yet, if we have not deal with difficulties and we're not being dealt with, we wouldn't have realized this truth.
我们仍然还是天天的，不但是从里到外都活在老我的里面。还把老我的虚假成就当作很真实有价值的成就。
And then that way, in that case, then we would still live in our old self each and every day. But not only that, but we still would take the fakeness that we have with this old self and treat it and view it as our own great accomplishments.
那么在生命记三十一章，摩西一百二十岁的时候。
And then in Deuteronomy chapter 31, when Moses is 120 years old,
那么神就再一次告诉以色列人，耶和华会借着约书亚引导百姓过约旦河去得地业。
And God once again told the Israelites that Jehovah will lead his people across River Jordan to their inheritance using Joshua.
他不但勉励了百姓，
and not only did he encourage the people,
也又一次在众人面前鼓励了约书亚。
He once again encouraged Joshua in front of the people.
如果你去看申命记三十一章二节到八节里面就讲，因耶和华必与你同在。
And so if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8, it says, verse 7 and 8, it says, For you shall go with this people.
耶和华必与你同在，也会在你前面行动，来完成他自己启示应许列祖的话。
For you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance.
所以神再一次印证了约书亚的领导地位。
And so once again, God confirms Joshua's position as a leader.
然后神要摩西把约书亚招来，两个人一起站在会幕的里面。
And then also God commanded Moses to call Joshua to him, and the two of them standing in the tent of meeting.
神第一次公开，那个时候已经有会幕了。
God called the two of them into the tabernacle.
神第一次公开嘱咐约书亚说：“你当刚强。”如果你看《申命记》三十一章二十三节的话。就是你当刚强，因为你必须领以色列人进我所启示应许他们的地，我必与你同在。
And if you read Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 23, God openly commanded Joshua saying, Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you.
你看见神亲自再一次肯定约书亚的侍奉的工作。
And so from this you can see that God once again he himself confirms what Joshua is commanded to do.
所以我们看见从这个过程我们就看见凡是真正出于神旨意的一定有多次的印证，一次两次三次，这个加起来很多次。
And so from this we can see that anything that God promises us He will affirm to us again, he will affirm to us multiple times, again and again.
出于神旨意。
The things that are coming from God's will, he himself will confirm for us again, multiple times.
这样子呢，他晓得我们的心嘛，实在很软弱，所以我们有很多次的印证，那就让我们的心就踏踏实实靠主自己 就跟着他往前走。
And because he knows our hearts, our faith is so low, so he wants to confirm for us multiple times so that we are assured, so that we can walk in his path with confidence.
尤其他的一个角色是一个做领导的角色，对不对？
And this is especially the case when he asked Joshua to be in the position of as a leader.
那么摩西死了以后，我们就常常看见神就向他说话了，而且记载下来了。
And then,after Moses died, we can now start to see the God start to talk to Joshua often, and also it's been recorded.
我们请大家翻到约书亚记一章。
And if we turn to the book of Joshua chapter 1,
我们一起中英文一起念一到九节，你看见这一开始的约书亚记就是神一大堆的话语。
And then we'll read from chapter 1, verse 1 through 9.
好，因为神就告诉他过约要过约旦河进应许地的时候就到了。
And we'll read Chinese and English together. So this is the part where God told him told him to cross the river Jordan into the promised land. That God told him that the time to cross the river is at hand.
哎，我们一起念啊。
So let's read together.
Okay.
Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea towards the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life, just as I have been with Moses. I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, be courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.For then you will have make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Good. So you see.在第四节，神就把应许地的范围就告诉了他。
And so from this, you can see that in verse 4, God had described the boundary of the promised land to Joshua.
你如果有兴趣的话，你可以看创世纪15:18-21，那个是第一次神把这个应许之地的范围告诉了亚伯拉罕。
And if you're interested, you can actually refer back to the Genesis chapter 15, verse 18-21, for that is the very first time when God described the promised land to Abraham.
但是第三节讲呢，脚掌所踏之地，就照着神应许摩西的话赐给你。所以就是我们真正去走过了，才是你的。
But then pay attention also in verse 3, it said wherever your foot treads, that's the land to given to you. So that means that you have to take that step, and then when you've taken that step, then the land that your soul touches, that's where that's the land that's actually given to you.
而且神知道这个约书亚，我相信他的内心一定有一点胆怯的。
So I suspect that God probably knows inside Joshua, probably there is this little tiny fear inside of him.
因为是要开始了一场这个好像看起来是打也打不完那个大仗，因为这个应许地范围很大。
For he knows that he's about to start a battle that he sees no, it seems like there's no end to, because he sees how vast and wide the promised land is.
他们去的地方啊，并不是没有人住的地方。
And also the place that they're going into are,It's not that they're unoccupied.
已经有很多人住在那里了。
It's actually occupied by a lot of people already.
有城，有山，有谷，有旷野。
And there are cities, there are mountains, there are valleys, and there are wilderness.
还有是 40年以前的大概是40年前的10个探子非常惧怕既高又大的亚纳族人。
And also the land contains the tribe of Anak, which caused the 10 spies great fear from about 40 years ago.
这么一个大的一个挑战在前面,心中就是免不了会有一点害怕嘛。
So facing such a great challenge, it's natural to have a little bit of a doubt and fear inside.
他自己凭他怎么能够担负这么大的责任呢?
And so he probably thought that to himself that how could he take on such a huge responsibility.
所以你看见神就三次的正面鼓励他当刚强壮胆。
And so that's why you could see that God encouraged him three times to be strong and courageous.
就是6节、7节、9节，然后两次从反面鼓励他，不要怕，不要惊慌。
And also encourage him encourage him as well twice to do not fear do not tremble, do not fear.
这是1章9节里面看见的。
And this is in chapter 1, verse 9.
因为这个原因是这个是神自己的应许。
For this is God's His own promise.
然后第5节又告诉他, 这个约书亚这一生并没有一个人能够在他面前站立得住。
And then in verse 5, God also promised, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
然后在1章的5节跟9节又2次正面说, 无论你去哪里啊,我必与你同在的。
And also in verse 5 and 9, he encouraged him positively again, saying that wherever you go, I will be with you.
两次从反面说,我不撇下你,也不丢弃你,是第5节的。
And also in verse 5, he says that in two places that I will not forsake you, I will not fail or forsake you.
但是有一件事情,他一定要守住。
However, there is one thing that God commanded Joshua to have to obey.
那就是在这个1章7节8节讲的,神借摩西吩咐的律法,他必须要昼夜思想。
And that is that be careful to do according to all the laws which Moses, my servant, commanded you day and night.
要活出律法,不可以偏离左右的。
And that is to live out and be not right or left from it.
这个是基本条件,这样子的嘛,那他无论去哪里,就可以凡事亨通,凡事顺利。
And that's the basic requirement. And if he could do that, then God will be with him wherever he goes.
所以你看见神把他应该如何往前走的心态,生命跟生活,通通告诉了他。
And so God have told, from this you can see that God told Joshua how to go forward, how to live before him.
因为他以前摩西活的时候,他还可以靠靠摩西,是不是?
Because while Moses was still alive, Joshua could rely on Moses a bit. And so, but with him gone, so Joshua now have to rely only upon God.
来依靠他的应许,他的同在,还有面对眼前的征战,道路和工作,都要完全单单依靠神。
And so now he had to rely completely and solely on God for rely on his promise and his presence with him to face the upcoming battles and also all the works that he needed to do and the path they needed to take.
那么后来我们看见在约书亚按神的吩咐和约柜的开路之下呢, 把百姓带过了约旦河,就安营在吉甲,他要准备攻取耶利哥城了。
And so later we saw that according to God's commandment, Joshua led the people using the ark as the pioneer to lead the people to cross the River Jordan and settle in Jeddah to get ready to take Jericho.
他正在思想应该怎么做的时候，你就发现这个有一个耶和华军队的元帅，我相信是道成肉身前的人子啊，就手里面握着拔出来的刀啊，就跟他显现了。
And so as he was thinking, as Joshua was thinking about how to take on Jericho, the commander of the army of Jehovah, I believe is the son of man before the word become flesh, who drew his sword, appeared to Joshua.
可能呢,就是因为每次讲要 去应许美帝嘛,都说他是带领人啊,他是负责人啊。
And so, every time whenever you talk about him leading into the promised land, they refer to Joshua as the leader.
所以呢，他就是一定必须每一事情尽心竭力的计划筹算。
And so because of that, Joshua had to take on all every single detail on by himself and to think to take care of all the very details and planning.
因为他是担负一切责任的人嘛，因为神一直这么说嘛。
Because he felt that he is the one who's responsible because that's what God said.
没有想到在征战开始前的最后的时刻，啊，神就告诉他。
But he would never could never imagine that.At the very, in the just about when the battle is about to start, in the very last moment, God told him.
他们这些以色列人，也其实也就包括他自己哦，只是耶和华的军队哦，神自己才是真正的元帅，他不是元帅。
And he told him, God told him that all the Israelites, including Joshua himself, are only part of the Lord's army, and that God himself is the true leader.
所以，要是神把很多重担摆在我身上，责任摆在我身上，哎呀，那我这很紧张，神经的是受不了哈。所以我相信他也是那个时候，他突然发现，哎呦，这个好像不是他自己一个人的单子，哎，好像都还不是他的单子。
And so I think normally when you feel like you're the one who's responsible, you feel this heavy burden on your shoulders, right? But I imagine probably Joshua went through experienced the same thing. But now all of a sudden he was told that he realized.It doesn't seem like he's the one who's shouldering all the responsibility, or in fact, it looks like he's not the one who should be shouldering all the responsibility at all. So,
所以我相信啊，他马上就感受到他这个肩头的担子就轻省了很多。
So I imagine that he must felt that this great weight have lifted off his shoulder immediately.
他的心里面的平安也增加不少，大概睡觉也比较容易。
And probably he also a lot of pressure have been lifted out of his chest, and probably he could sleep better at night as well.
而且神说叫他脱鞋，因为那是圣地啊。
And also God commanded him to remove his shoes before he's stepping on holy ground.
因为在以色列那时候，那个脱鞋只是这个奴隶的本分，做奴隶的人。
And so to the Israelites, the removing of the sandal of the shoes is a responsibility of a slave.
他在人眼所看得见的范围这层次，他是个代理人，没错。
So to the human eyes, to everyone else, Joshua indeed.Is a leader.
Okay. 但是在人眼看不见的那个真正的属灵的层次呢，神才是真正的代理人。
But yet, in the spiritual realm where the human physical eyes cannot see, God is the true leader.
他只不过是一个奴仆。
Joshua is but a slave.
他的责任是什么？神怎么带，他怎么做，那就对了。
And his responsibility is however God leads, he does.
他不是真正的主人。
He's not the true master.
他只要尽心尽力执行真正主人的旨意就够了，就成了。
All he has to do is to do what the true master commands him to do with all his heart and mind and might.
然后也只有这样才能够被称为是良善忠心的仆人。
And only then can he be called a good and faithful servant.
我们今天任何服事工作的，我们也应该有这样的心态。
And so, in the same way, today that we should have that same understanding when we serve.
我们不但有神给我们属灵的恩赐，我们要属灵的生命要成长。
And not only do we have the spiritual gift that God gives to us, but we also our spiritual life should mature as well.
我们应该活在属灵的层次里。
And we also live in the spiritual realm.
那我们今天呢这样做的时候，你就会发现《生命记》八章一到十节。就把我们必须经过旷野的原因讲得非常清楚。
And so when we do this, then in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 10, it clearly describes to us what we should be doing.
我想我们大家翻到《生命记》八章一到十节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 through 10.
这个很重要的一段圣经节。
And this is a very important passage in the Bible.
告诉我们为什么今天我们要经过旷野。
And it explains to us why we shall cross, we shall experience wilderness today.
好，我们先一起中英读一次。
And so let's read these 10 verses in Chinese and English together.
Okay.Together.
All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do. that you may live and multiply and go and come into possession of the land which the Lord swore to give to your forefather. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, and that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you just as man disciplined his son. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks and water, of fountains and springs, flowering forth in the valley of the hills, a land of weather of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given to you.
神今天让我们活在地上，并不是叫我们功成名就。
So God allowed us to live on this land, not just so that we could gather glory for ourselves and make a name for ourselves.
而是要我们进入应许美地。
But rather, it's for us to enter into the promised land.
这是他的目的。
And that is his goal.
那我现在呢，再一次把这个刚才大家读到的呢，用那个几个就是修订的和合本的修订版跟其他的我拼凑起来再讲一次。
And so,
比较容易明白我想。
So now I'll read from the same verse we just read through, but I'll be picking the different versions from I'll be picking translations from different versions of the Bible. And so that way it will make things more clear for everyone.
他就是从一节到十节啊，你们可以跟着看，他说我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命你们要谨守遵行，好使你们存活，人数增多，可以进去得耶和华向你们列祖启示应许的那地。
So for one through first one, okay, so we're 第几节的地，
你可以读这一段，因为这是什么传记。
Okay, so from verse 1 through 1第一节到第几节？
哎呀，我没有看，我没有写。
It's okay. So verse one, beginning with one again. All the commandments that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, and that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give your forefathers.
好，大概就是第一节。
Okay. So that's verse one.
但是我去查那个网上的时候，基本上他们这个从来没有全部占领过神应许他们的，即使是很小部分的应许，就从来没有完全占领过。
And so during my research online, I found that even at the smallest scale, smallest version of the promised land, the Israelites still have not completely taken all of that, taken possession of all that land.
因为我想神在这里说，使你们存活，而且人数增多，大概人数还不够，他还等我们。
And so I think it's because here where it says that God commands the people to multiply. So I think at the time probably there aren't enough people.
Okay, 下面啊，你要记得这四十年耶和华就是你的神在旷野一路引导你。下面呢是说这个中文的原来的和合本是苦练你试验你，其实是比较更正确的，这个 Interlinear Bible NASB Darby 都是这么讲的，就是说要降卑你，使你谦卑，他整个这个苦练就是要往我们谦卑下来。
And then the second verse says, you shall remember all the day which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you. So that's the key in these interlinear Bible NASB and the Darby version is that they use the word humble, and that was the purpose for leading people in these 40 years.
逐字中义也是这么说的啊。然后考验你。
And to test you.
为要知道你心内如何， 你的心如何，是不是愿意遵守他的诫命。
To know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
因为我们碰到困难的时候，有时候有选择嘛，你这样走或者这样走，要看看你是怎么选的，看看你是不是真的要听他的话的。
And so, because we have free will, and when we go through life, we have a choice to go this way or that way. So he gets to test you to see whether in your heart you truly have his commandment.
所以他神的做法，这是神的做事的他的做法。他要我们谦卑，任我们饥饿，然后将我和我们列祖就是将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you of manna which you did not know nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone.
Yeah, 就慢慢就属灵界就向我们开启了，神就开始跟我们讲话了。
And so slowly the spiritual realm opens up to us and God speaks to us.
而且神有足够的恩典，他说这四十年你身上的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿，你心里要知道耶和华你的神是管教你，像人管教儿子。
And also it says that your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Thus you are to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines his son.
Yeah.他这里写儿子啊，逐字中译 Interlinear Bible NASB Darby 都是写儿子。
So in both in the Chinese version, the Interlinear Bible NASB and Darby version, they all use the word son here.
但是和修订版就写了儿女。
But in the
就是我们这个 Chinese 的修订版。
In the revised Chinese version, it says children, so that's both son and daughters.
其实我们在主里都是神的儿子，为什么？在我们里面生命的是什么？是神的儿子的生命。所以最后你看见圣经上很多是儿子儿子儿子儿子儿子，或者说弟兄弟兄弟兄，那难道姐妹就不要听了吗？就不要做了吗？ No such thing.
So in fact, we are all a son of God because the one who lives inside of us is Jesus Christ, the son of God. So we're all sons.
所以我敢讲，因为我听的江弟兄就是这么说的。
I say this because that's how I heard Brother Stephen Kong says.
所以他继续说第六节，你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他，这个很重要的事情。
And then verse 6, continue on. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in His way and to fear Him.
然后下面就讲，神必领你进美地。
And then next, he said, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land."
很多东西，什么小麦、大麦，一大堆的东西啊。然后就说那地没有缺乏。
And then they describe a bunch of wonderful things and says that the land where you will eat food without scarcity.
我现在还没有发现那些特别神在圣经上写的那些什么无花果树啊、石榴树啊、橄榄油、蜂蜜有什么特别的意义。以后我知道了再告诉你们。
So,
但我现在想不出来。
So at this point, I still haven't understand the significance of fig trees or pomegranates and olive oil and honey. But one day when I do discover, I will definitely share with you.
但是重要点就是说，那地没有缺乏，你在那里有食物吃，一无所缺。
But the important thing is that there it describes that the land is without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything.
而且那边的石头是铁，山里面有铜。
And also the land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
当我们吃的饱足的时候，要称颂耶和华你的神，因为他将那美地赐给你。
And when you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you.
以前我读这个旧约这些出旷野啊，什么进迦南美地，就好像是那个时候读的那个时候的历史。
And so before, whenever I read these passages that describe some coming out of Egypt and entering into land of Canaan, I feel like I'm just simply reading history.
Yeah, 但是神的确是借着那些事情在教我们功课。
But indeed, God is actually teaching us.And lesson through those events.
但是这几年我才明白，原来我们今天在地上活的基督徒，也跟他们当年一样，是在经过旷野的日子。
But in recent years, I realized that even today, as Christians are just like the Israelites, we are experiencing wilderness.
而且我们必须经过这个旷野的日子，才能长大到应许美地。
And also, we have to experience the days in, wandering in the wilderness in order to mature and in, so that we can go into the promised land.
因为你看，因为前面那一代的旧造就死掉了，进应许美地的是什么？是新的一代。
Because you realize that the old creation, the old self died, and only the new creation, the new life is allowed to enter into the promised land.
而且圣经的话非常准确。
And also the words in the Bible are very accurate.
我以前跟你们 share 那个摩西的时候，你我不晓得你有没有注意到，摩西当年对法老讲，他们离开埃及的原因是要出去守节。祭祀耶和华，而且侍奉神。他从来没有讲说他们要去应许美地，从来没有讲这句话。
And so I'm not sure if you recall when we were sharing about Moses is that when Moses spoke to Pharaoh to ask him to let the Israelites go so that it is for the purpose Moses explained is so that they could celebrate feasts. He never told them that they will enter into so that they could go and enter into their promised land.
守节、祭祀耶和华，还有侍奉神这三件事。
And Moses told the Pharaoh that to the go and have feasts to the Lord and to sacrifice to our God and serve God.
哎，所以你看见今天神为什么让我们也经过旷野，把一些困难问题临到我们？
And so today we see that why God allow us to enter into the wilderness, to experience wilderness, and to allow us to experience challenges.
或者说是神让这些事临到我们的老我啊。
And or in other words, God is using these things to guide our old self, to allow these things to come to be fallen on our old self.
因为这个是我们的天赋。对他心爱的孩子的管教。
For these are the discipline that our Heavenly Father has for the son, his children whom he loves.
是他让我们经过小学、中学、大学这个全套教育的方法。
It is a complete education system that he puts us through, just like we put our kids through elementary, middle school, and high, and college.
Yeah.借着这些困难的领导，我们终于发现我们自己无能无力来解决的。
And when we encounter these great challenges in life, we finally realize that we are powerless to solve these problems.
我们眼睛慢慢开了，看见哦，这个老我是很可怜的。
And our eyes slowly opens to see that how sorrowful, what sorrow state our old self is in.
我们就转向神了，只有一个办法，就是转向神。
And only then.We were left with only one option, which is to turn to our God.
我常常描写，讲说这个是被逼上梁山啊，我们认识神。
And oftentimes I describe this as we were being driven to drastic measures.
Yeah. 因为我们如果不是深受无法解决的困难的话，我们会自动的转向神吗？过日子过得好好的，你会自动转向神吗？
Because if we we're not faced, we're not surrounded with great challenges, will we turn to God on our own?
我自己就是24岁的时候开始生病，那个时候慢慢才认识神。要是那个时候不生病，我看今天我不认识神。
So I myself, when I turned 24, that's when I started to having this different illnesses and sicknesses, immune system illness. So it's only then that I start to learn about God. I imagine if I didn't go through that, probably I would be at a different stage today.
我们唯有全心转向神，我们就开始进入守节、祭祀耶和华并侍奉神的实际。
And only when we turn our hearts completely to God, then can we start entering into holding of the feast and to sacrifice to God and also serving God.
那个讲到守节，我不晓得以前我有没有跟你们讲过，可能讲过，就是你会看见有七个节期，这以色列人年年都要过这七个节期。
So I think I shared with you this before regarding the feast. So the Israelites every year they celebrate these seven feasts.
是有道理的。
There is a reason behind that.
Okay, 你们可以去看。Actually, 我有一本书好像也讲过。我们我们必须过守节、祭祀耶和华、侍奉神的实际，我们才能成长而且成熟。
And so only after we enter into the celebration of the feast, sacrificing to the Lord and serving the Lord, when we enter into this reality, then can we start to mature and grow.
然后才能够达到神允许困难临到我们这个必须经过旷野的这个目的，就是什么？神儿子的身量，让我们能够达到 sonship， 达到神儿子的身量。
And so all these God allows these challenges to come to us, so allow us to spend days in the wilderness is so that we could slowly step by step take on the measures of God's the Son of God.
那么神借着这些今世的困难，使我们能谦卑下来。
And so through the challenges in the world in our surroundings, God uses these things to humble us.
而且试验我们，看看我们愿不愿意守他的诫命。
And to test us to see whether we're willing to obey His commandment.
这个是神对他所有孩子们的管教训练。
And this is a discipline that a training that God dispenses to all His children.
有一位属灵前辈是这么说的，他说：“旷野的征战多数是对付我们自己的老我。”
So there's this the spiritual elder once shared with me saying that the battle in the wilderness oftentimes is against our old self.
应许美地不是也有很多征战吗？那这多数与灵界仇敌的征战。
And so there were also many battles in the promised land, and those battles, most of them are battles with the spiritual enemies of the spiritual realm.
但是不管是什么种的征战，总是我们要昼夜住在主的里面。记得主那个神跟那个约书亚讲话，你要昼夜思想。
But regardless the type of battle,The key is that we shall live in the Lord day and night.
因为他已经得胜了。
For he has victory already. He is victorious already.
我们是他的身体，只要真正以他为我们的头，那重要的就是他是我们头，我们才是他身体啊。那如果我们真的以他为我们的头的话，我们会不会失败？不会。
And because he has victory already, we are part of his body, and as long as we treat him truly as our head, then we will never lose as well.
但是，我知道有一些弟兄姐妹在困难的里面。Actually, 从另外一个角度来看，我一面为他们祷告，一面也为他们高兴。
And so I know some brothers and sisters who are going through challenges. So on one hand, I pray for them, but then also on the other hand, I feel glad for them. Because I feel that they are truly growing.
就是在谈话的时候，就会觉得他在成长。
And I get this feeling through our conversations, and through that, I could see that they are growing.
因为你如果是个基督徒，凡事顺利，那我想。你是恐怕刚刚在初信的阶段吧，不然的话，你真的要继续长下去的话是不可能的。
I feel like if as a Christian, if everything's going smoothly for you, probably you're at the early stage of your Christian life, because it's almost impossible to go through life as a Christian and to always have things going smoothly.
摩西经过四十年米甸的旷野。
So Moses has experienced.The wilderness of 40 years in the wilderness of Midian.
约书亚也是四十年旷野。
Joshua also went through 40 years in the wilderness.
最稀奇的是，主这么爱我们的主，他为了要做我们的榜样，为了要跟我们能够完全同情，他自己在出来工作以前，你如果去看路加四章一节的话，也是被圣灵引到旷野四十天。
And our Lord, Jesus, because He wanted to experience what we go through. So before he started his ministry, he himself also spent 40 days in the wilderness being tempted.
对，是圣灵引他到旷野。
It's the Holy Spirit that guided him into the wilderness.
感谢主，你今天如果在困难里面，你天天要祷告，奉主的名斥责捆绑，一切不出于神的。但是如果这个东西不过去的话，那就是圣灵在引导你进去。
And so thank the Lord. So today, if you are going through difficulties and challenges, pray to the Lord to bind and resist everything that's coming from the enemy. But if after a prayer, if after a continuing prayer, that still does not go away, then you know that this is coming from the Lord.
Yeah, 这个是一个我们长大的必须的过程。
And so this is a process that we have to go through as we mature and grow.
这是成熟的过程。
And this is the process of maturity.
那么感谢主，他为我们成就这这么大的恩典。
And we thank the Lord for achieving such a great salvation for us.
我们要赞美他。
We shall praise him.
我们可以借着各种吞吃的火。我们可以借着各种吞吃人的火，或者是黑暗、密云、闪电、雷轰这些困难，能够脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And so we could, through these various kind of consuming fire, darkness and cloud and thunder and lightning, and all these challenges, that we shall cast aside our old self and put on our new man.
我们能够在基督里就成为一个新造的人。
And so in Lord Jesus Christ, we can become a new creation.
真是哈利路亚，感谢主，赞美主。
So hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这是一个必经的过程。
So this is a process that we must go through.
过七个节，基本上是三个阶段，因为是三个 pilgrim festivals.
So to experience these seven festivals, basically these three stages, go through three stages.
最后就是 Feast of Tabernacle, 就是
And the last, and the last one is the Feast of Tabernacle.
你可以看见我自己总是觉得主耶稣最后他复活了以后，为什么还要四十天？那就是讲复活的阶段，就是我们最后跟着主一直走的话，你会在今生走到复活的阶段，多美！
And also, I always wonder why Jesus, after he was resurrected, he spent 40 days. And so that tells us that we shall experience resurrection to walk through this life until we're resurrected. So that's a wonderful thing.
因为他这在我们我如果如果我们一直跟着主走的话，在我们今生应该可以进入复活的阶段。
And so if we continue to walk with the Lord.For our entire lives, then in our lifetime we will enter into resurrection.
所以哦，真的是求主施恩给我们每一个他的孩子。
And truly, we pray that the Lord will bless every single one of His children.
让我们每一个属神的人经过旷野的时候，我们都能跟上去，不要倒闭在旷野。
And so may so that every one of us who belongs to the Lord, as we go through wilderness, that we could keep up.And not be lay aside.
然后靠着他自己的恩典，我们最后都可以进入应许美地，让天父的心也得到满足，因为他达到了他的目的了。
And by the Lord's blessing and grace, that we could all eventually enter into the promised land, so that the heart of the Heavenly Father can be satisfied.
好，我们下面就我们自己每一个人低头祷告，跟主讲我们希望怎么样跟随他。然后最后我会做一个结束的祷告。
Next, may we bow down, bow our heads, and pray. Every one of us pray, pray to our Heavenly Father how we will follow Him, and then eventually I'll wrap up, by praying.
我们亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father
亲爱的主耶稣基督
Dear Lord Jesus
到你的面前真是满心感谢满心赞美
We come with a heart full of thanksgiving and praises to you as we come before you
虽然我们常常还要 经过在这个旷野的里面的很多的征战。
And even though we still need to go through a lot of battle in the wilderness.
但是主啊，这个是你对我们的造就。
But this is your discipline for us.
这是你要我们从老我的里面出来，进到新造的里面的方法。
And this is your way to allow us to cast our old self aside and to enter into the promised land.
因为你要的是儿子，成熟的儿子。
For you want the mature son.
跟你一同坐在你的宝座上掌王权。
So that we could sit with, who could sit with you on the throne to rule together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
我们真的是还有许多你给我们以后要给我们的，我们实在无法想象。
And for the, there are still lots of things that you will give us, today and also in the future that we can just cannot imagine.
你给我们每一个人的个别的应许之地，我们实在是无法想象。
And the promised land that you have given to each one of us, we cannot, completely comprehend.
但是主啊，你带我们往前走。
But Lord, please guide us to walk forward.
因为我们相信你要给我们的都是最好的。
For we believe that what you want to give us are the best.
虽然这个过程好像很痛苦。
Even though the process may be painful.
但是主啊，你是要我们在这个痛苦的上面过日子，而不是在这个痛苦的底下过日子。
But Lord, you want us to live above this pain and not below it.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
因为你的生命就是如此。
For that is how your life is.
我们谢谢你给我们这样稀奇的一个生命。
We thank you for giving this amazing life.
让我们真的是有一个属灵的生命。
So that we can have this spiritual life.
我们能够跟你一起住在你的里面。
So that we can live in you.
有你的同在。
And with your presence.
有你的平安。
And with your peace.
有你给我们的产业。
And also the inheritance that you've given us.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you for your blessing.
帮助我们每一个人向前直走，跟着你走。
Please help every one of us to walk forward to you and to walk in straight line.
因为你自己也快回来了。
For you, the day of your second coming is near.
你帮助我们整个的教会也能够成为合你心意的住处。
And please help your church to become a place that, where you could dwell.
让我们能够合一，像你和父合一一样。
So we can become one, just as you become one with the Heavenly Father.
这个只有你自己能做。
And only you can accomplish this.
请你继续筛麦子。
Please continue to shift the grain.
那败子就可以除去了。
And so the chaff can be blown away.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you for your blessing.
奉耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.